Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on this morning, Blois?
We're watching one story that I think will get a lot of attention over the coming weeks and months is PolyMet, that mine in northern Minnesota, has got its final permits. It's ready to start operating. But Representative Rick Hansen from South St. Paul has called on the legislative auditor to review these concerns about that permit, that EPA concerns were not considered by the Minnesota PCA throughout the process, and whether or not that permit may have a little tarnish on it. And so Hansen said these allegations are serious. He wants the Office of the Legislative Auditor to look into it. And so I think we'll kind of wait and see if somebody files an injunction or anything else to try to prevent PolyMet from opening.
Tell us about the tense meeting in Speaker Pelosi's office with Representative Omar.
Well, she was a part of a meeting last night. As you recall, President Trump said that he was going to begin to have Homeland Security do ICE raids this week. And then it got delayed and gave Congress 2 weeks to try to find a solution on immigration. Well, last night, Democrats had a meeting in Speaker Pelosi's office. Minnesota's Ilhan Omar was there. She said that they needed to scrap the whole plan, that they needed to stop wasting money and go back to the drawing board. So the liberal wing of the Democratic caucus in the House is not buying what Speaker Pelosi is trying to sell them to try to get through these next 2 weeks. And, at the end of the day, even if Congress would agree on immigration, do we think that the president would sign the bill and prevent this? There's obviously a very emotional issue, and there's a lot of presidential politics tied up in this as well.
Any updates on Representative Omar, something we discussed yesterday?
Yeah, Representative Steve Drazkowski will hold a news conference this morning about 10:30. I would expect him to kind of elevate the level of inquiry into Ilhan Omar's taxes and her marriage records. And he was on Fox News last night criticizing Minnesota media for not digging deeper, faster on Omar's past. And I was on with Chad yesterday, and I do think national media probably are trying to do the same homework the Star Tribune did. And if they start to go deeper and further, I still think there could be more and more questions for Representative Omar on her legal marriage and her faith marriage.
Blois, let's talk about the highlights of the Greater MSP's annual regional indicators report.
Yeah, they released that yesterday. Greater MSP is a economic development organization. And they saw that we're doing very well compared to other metro areas on areas of crime and housing affordability. But we need to form more businesses if we want to stay economically competitive. And one of our big gaps is racial inclusiveness, which we've known for a while and folks are trying to work on. But Greater MSP says if we don't start to fix that, the divide economically and for attracting workers will be a major issue in the future.
Yesterday, we got a number of text, Blois, when we were talking about this story regarding tuition forgiveness for everybody, kind of a carte blanche, and everybody gets everything wiped off, $1.3 trillion. The texts were not supportive of that, I would say pretty much almost 100%. I want to get your thoughts on the reaction to free college yesterday that was announced by Bernie Sanders and company.
Well, it is interesting the way in which they kind of framed it up and sold it. They compare it to the Wall Street bailout of 2008, 2009, and how much money that cost, which was about $3 trillion. And so they're saying that this $1 trillion concept would do more for the economy than that Wall Street bailout. This is obviously an election issue for Bernie Sanders. Remember, he ran 4 years ago on the idea of free college, now the idea of wiping off debt. But there is a lot of research behind what student debt is holding certain generations back from home ownership, from further investment. But I got the same sense that you did, Dave, that most people aren't for it, especially if they've paid for their college and they don't have student debt or they sacrifice. There was a caller on Paul and Jordana last night that was said, you know, look, we've made sacrifices. We don't have a cabin. We don't have things that we could have if we, you know, went into debt to send our kids to college. And so I do think it is an issue that's going to divide generationally, and I think it's going to divide demographically depending on where people live and what their values are. So it's not a sure thing. It's not probably going to go anywhere this Congress, but I think that it will be a major center point. And as we watch to these debates Wednesday and Thursday, I would expect Sanders to make a big deal out of it.
Anything else you're going to watch here, Blois, as Tuesday unfolds?
I think we're all kind of watching to see if Amy Klobuchar does anything today in anticipation of that debate tomorrow. She's been known to try to create some more news. And then Betty McCollum, we haven't talked a lot about her, but she's the chair of an appropriations committee. And those appropriations that get tied to climate change are making national news as well. So we're going to watch how she's linking some of those appropriations to making sure they address climate change.
Wow. Even without a session, there's plenty of news today, I'll tell you. And then, of course, tomorrow, round one, as you talked about, of the Democratic debate. Anything you're anticipating? Because you've hosted many of these. You and I have done some late-night shows on this. You've been out with all sorts of folks here at the late night on election night. What are your thoughts on the format? Do we know much about the format?
We know that there's going to be about 10 people on the stage. Candidates are going to try to either have a laughable moment, a critical moment where they're critical of their other opponents, but they're not just playing for the idea that they make an impact on the stage. They're playing for that soundbite after, and that soundbite that makes it on the late shows, that makes news coverage. And that's where the real interesting thing is. And if you look at 4 years ago, the way Donald Trump made a point of having a soundbite coming out of every debate, that's what Democrats are each trying to figure out here over the next two days.
Well, we'll chat more about it tomorrow when you return, Blois. In the meantime, I hope you can get out and do a little golfing today. The weather looks perfect for it.
We might, but, you know, clients call too, and we have to work once in a while.
Gosh darn it. It is 628. He is Blois Olson, and this is the Morning Take on WCCO, talking about that golf-like weather. If you're lucky enough and fortunate enough to be able to get out there today and enjoy the weather in some way, shape, or form, it's supposed to be sunny and 83.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.